Forever Dog.
Hi everyone, welcome to American Arts and Culture Review. My name is Clay Tatum. I am the host of American Arts and Culture Review. Today we have Whitmer Thomas. He wants to be known as the Jeffrey Toobin of AAACR, which I don't know what that means. But very interesting, very cool stuff. And we also have Ronnie Berry. He's gonna win bigly. Something that he tells me all the time about my dad.
You don't remember when Trump said win bigly?
Yeah. Nope. Oh. Yeah. So that's the intro.
Can I ask a question about
what's up?
This Jeffrey Toobin thing?
Yeah. What's up?
I'm Jeffrey Toobin.
You want to be Jeffrey Toobin?
Yeah. When I feel comfortable, I jack off. And he felt comfortable amongst his peers. He thought he had turned off the, or he forgot or whatever. He jacked off. It's if anything, it should reinforce that he's an okay guy because he jacked off, which meant he's not even stressing. He's so good at his job, right, Rod?
I'm just trying to think if that is what that means.
Clay,
what's up?
Do you jack off when you're really stressed out and freaked out?
Oh, all the time, man.
Oh, you do.
I mean, okay. I forgot what the spin was here.
Jeffrey Toobin, of course, was...
Clay's knuckle deep in some Swedish fish right now.
I know this is not the Candy Boys podcast, but there's candy in front of me. What do you want to do? What do you want me to do? Man, this COVID is really screwing me up, huh, gang?
Why?
I can barely talk today.
So this
because you have COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, you have COVID?
Yeah, but...
Oh, shit, yeah, for right.
But he's cool. He's basically immune, probably.
Yeah.
But he has it.
Because he rolls around in dirt a lot, and people who roll around in dirt a lot are and he also can't ever wipe his own ass. He can never even toilet.
So I've been so dirty lately that I probably don't have it, and I did test positive.
Yeah. But even if you're not going to show symptoms, which means I can't get it.
Exactly.
I'm not 100% sure that...
No, I think...
Because Clay's coughing all the time, whether he has symptoms or not.
Yeah. I just want attention.
Yeah, he's coughing up money that he owes me.
Yeah, dude.
And that money might have COVID.
For betting him, he's not stupid. He lost the bet.
Yeah.
And now he owes me.
I keep on losing that bet. I don't know why I keep on taking it. Where's my water?
Oh, yeah. Clay's drinking water now.
I'm trying water out for the first time.
Really Clay's two sips into a water I've seen him carrying around for over an hour. Two of the most delicate sips.
So, gang, let me try this again.
Oh, Jeffrey Toobin, man. Rod, what do you really think? Take me out of the equation.
Okay, I think it's embarrassing, and he probably, I guess, should get fired from his job.
So he starts jacking his dick off.
So according to Rod, cancel culture hasn't gone far enough.
What's better, Hunter Biden or Jeffrey Toobin?
As a name?
I think Hunter Biden.
I like Toobin. Toobin is a cool name.
Not name-wise. I just mean who you want to hang out with more.
Oh.
I mean, I don't really know anything about Jeffrey Toobin, but Hunter Biden does kind of look cool.
Try on leather jackets, smoke crack.
Maybe smoke a little crack.
He's not going to judge you for anything,
right?
Yeah. We both have probably cool denim jackets we get to hang out with.
Is Hunter going to jack off in front of me?
If he thinks that you're not looking.
Okay. Well, that's really a toss-up now.
Because, if I know anything about you, Clay, if you put any sort of literature in front of you, you're reading the thing cover to cover.
That's right.
So if you're around any sort of literature,
that
Jeffrey Toobin's going to start jacking off.
Yes.
You love literature.
He's like, well, now it's my time.
Well, who has more books? Probably Toobin.
Toobin, for sure.
Because he's a writer.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Toobin on this one, even though I do like Hunter. I think he's cute.
Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm. You know about this breaking news?
What?
That engineer guy that works on Joe Rogan's podcast?
Yeah.
Got COVID.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, they're canceling podcasts for this week and next week, and Kanye was supposed to be on this week.
Oh, damn. This is our chance.
Yeah, this is our chance to get into the Kanye verse.
It's sad that if there was a Joker...
Yeah.
He wouldn't be like a guy in a purple jacket with green hair and a white face, like setting money on fire.
He'd be an orange man in a White House.
You think he would be Joe Rogan.
Just sort of like subtly being an agent of chaos. having Kanye West on his podcast and saying, yeah, I'm going to probably vote for him and then fucking everything up.
Yeah.
That's the real Joker is Joe Rogan. And he's also a hilarious comedian.
I mean, that bit he has about monkeys, I don't know.
Yeah, Rod, what's your favorite Joe Rogan bit?
When he's talking about trigger warnings.
Yeah, yes, dude, yes, I love yes, it when he yes, talks yes, about yes, how yes, millennials yes. are...
Yeah.
They're like afraid of stuff.
They like get triggered about stuff. They don't like it when you talk about certain stuff and he talks about it.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's why he's cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I've been playing a lot of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Yes.
And this is what I've learned mostly about Tony Hawk. The games.
Go for it.
On YouTube, which I've been watching a lot of people
Me
playing
too.
Tony Hawk.
Right, yeah.
I'm there games with you. On YouTube. They call it Tony Hawk's.
Excuse me?
So they'd be like, I figured out how to beat the school 2 level of Tony Hawk's.
Excuse me?
What?
Yep, every YouTuber does it. Try to find me a YouTuber that doesn't call the game Tony Hawk's. I call it Tony Hawk for short. I'm not saying Tony Hawk's.
I guess it is technically two games.
Sure. But then they go, but this is the same for all the Tony Hawk's games.
Wait, are they saying Tony Hawk's like...
Tony Hawk apostrophe S.
Yes, right.
Because it is called Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
But Rod thinks it's Tony Hawk's with no apostrophe because there's two games.
Yeah, there's two Tony Hawk's.
Yeah.
I just realized that. Rod, come on. Save it for Twitter, dude.
All
right. Rod, you've been tweeting up a storm, by the way. Right. Oh, by the way, I unlocked the cop. I've been playing with him a lot.
Yeah, good timing on that one. Yeah.
I don't know if that's okay.
Why?
They got Spider-Man in the game?
Nah. No. They couldn't get the rights.
Can't get the rights.
They also couldn't get... I was thinking of...
But they could get the rights to Cop.
Cop is... That's public domain.
Yeah.
Which is why I whoop his ass. Yes. I say, you're public domain, bitch.
Yes.
But Rod, you've been tweeting up a storm lately. I was looking at your tweets the other day. I was like... I really envy your ability to just tweet away. Because I delete a bunch of... Every week I delete tweets.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't really care. I don't think it really matters. It does.
For me, yeah, I think it matters.
You do?
It can't be. No. Yeah, because sometimes I look back at a tweet I did a week ago and I feel completely ashamed.
Everyone, go to Witt's Twitter. You'll find that he has 4 tweets up right now.
Four new ones.
Of his heavy hitters. Everything else he deletes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I delete the ones unless I just love them and they didn't. Nobody bit.
Yeah.
But biting on Twitter for me is like 12 retweets.
I think that's a good number.
Yeah, that's a good number.
I don't get that many.
No, dude, you look at some people on Twitter, they're 200 minimum.
Oh, yeah.
Every tweet.
Some people are just better at it.
Some people, yeah. How do they get so good at it? A lot of Twitter, I realize, is that you become so known on Twitter that people know your personality so much that all you got to do is tweet, like, I bought a rug. Bought another rug today, and people remember that you tweeted a long time ago about a rug, and it's just boom, bam, bing, bing.
Yeah, they love it.
I love that tweet.
It's like if I got really famous off of Big Baby, and I tweeted about it a lot.
Still pending, right?
Still, that is true. Still pending, absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, you still could be really famous.
Never give up hope, my man.
Well, Big Baby is easily the best thing I've ever done on the internet, according to the internet.
Agreed. Yeah. You are the Big Baby.
Why didn't they put
that
on HBO? That's the big question of the year.
Because I wrote it after that special had already come out.
All right, everyone. The answer is clearly the question's clearly answered. Yeah, sorry, getting the COVID's making me go lose my mind.
Yeah, the first thing is it goes to your brain.
Yes, it goes straight to the brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you drink a lot of water, you'll shit it out. Did you know that working out, this is how working out works?
Uh-huh. Go for it.
You lift weights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And working out turns fat into poop.
So you say what?
Yeah, and then you poop out the fat.
What?
For the listeners out there, tell me if I'm wrong.
Right.
That you work out, it turns fat into, the fat on your body turns it to poop, and then you poop it out. And that's why you always have to poop a bunch after you work out.
Here's what I'm thinking. I think Witt's saying that Joe Rogan's having a week off and you're trying to take over his territory.
That's true.
I think that's a good idea. I think he's got a big territory.
Yeah.
We just need a little piece of it.
Yeah. I mean, we're already centrist, so we got that base covered.
Yeah.
I'll listen to anybody talk about anything.
Yeah, sure.
And I'll just nod.
As long as they don't have like a real opinion about it.
Yeah.
I want to listen to uninformed people talk about things that they don't, they've never heard of in their life.
Right.
I want to listen to uninformed people with bad taste talk about things that they've just now heard of for the very first time.
Uh-huh.
That's Joe Rogan's system of podcasting, which, by the way, I do his podcast at the drop of
the hat.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's Joe Rogan, you say, Clay, say something. Say something to me.
Oh.
About anything.
What's up, dude?
Yeah, what is up, dude? What is dude? Have you heard, like, people are trying to get you to stop saying dude?
All right, what if this?
But was that good?
Yeah, that's great. That's really good. That
actually is Joe Rogan.
Here's, would you do Joe Rogan's podcast if you had to walk there?
You have to walk to Texas?
You have to
walk
to Austin.
You can do whatever the hell you want. You're the one walking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You think you would?
How much that would help my brand?
Oh, yeah, if you're the guy who has to walk to Joe Rogan's
then house. You can
see, and I plug the podcast.
If you want a quick million,
Go
on this podcast, say, hey, listen, I'm a liberal, but I think the left is going too far.
Yeah.
Go home, start a YouTube channel, and go, hey, listen, I've been a Democrat all my life. I still am, and I think I'm voting for Trump because the left has gone too far with this cancel culture.
Yeah.
You will get so much money.
Oh, yeah, you have a career right there.
Oh, so fast.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
Can I do your podcast?
Oh, yeah. You're my guy on the podcast. Yes. I go, hey, pull that up. That's you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Clay, pull that video of that person up.
Yes.
So Joe I can't Rogan, think of any examples
yeah, I can't
right
either.
Now.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan has a guy who just pulls up videos for him.
Yeah, he goes, hey, pull that video. But now that person has COVID.
Has COVID. Yeah.
Hey, go ahead. Look this up on Google for me. Go ahead.
Yeah.
How do you think you got COVID?
Licked a microphone or something.
They do look good.
Have you seen the colorful microphone?
Yeah.
Hasn't another one of his friends got COVID?
What's up, Rod? You're trying to interrupt our fun.
No, I just was like, didn't one of his other friends have COVID?
Yeah, a bunch of his friends have gotten it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it just makes sense that another one of his friends would get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In Texas, I think. Texas is where those other guys got it.
Yeah.
And Joe Rogan's in Austin.
Yes.
Love that city.
Yeah, love the city.
We went there with Rod. Yep. Rod rolled his ankle.
Yeah, twisted my ankle. I had limped around for the 3 days we were there. It was pretty fun.
We were at South by Southwest, and we saw someone bend over. And I saw these curbs. I'm like, Rod's going to have a hard time getting across those curbs because he runs so fast to that ass.
Yeah.
But the curb is actually, that lady, you know, should be thankful that.
Oh, yeah. Rod couldn't get to her in time to sniff. And he sniffs. By the way, when we talk about Rod sniffing,
he
does it from far away. Oh, okay. I was about to say something about Rod that made him look better. He blew it.
Oh. No, you say your thing. I was just...
He does it from far away, from a safe about 7 inches away. So don't... He's not touching anything.
Yeah, it's not skin to skin or anything. It's totally...
No, I mean, I'm not getting in there.
He does what a dog does, so it's enough.
Have you ever seen that video of the dude at the laundromat who goes up behind a woman and just sniffs? Sniffs her butt?
Rod, sit down.
While she's at getting the...
Pull that up for me.
Nah.
Jamie?
Yeah, Jamie, pull that up. Is that his name, Jamie?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, this is the B-Man, old BW from the World Record Podcast, and I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over Office Hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show!
Woo! It's showtime!
Man, I don't get any more Joe Rogan on my YouTube.
Because
I did that thing, I wiped it.
Yeah.
You now clean. All I get is the angry video game nerd because I've watched so much Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
gameplay. Is that angry video game nerd? That dude's still at it.
Remember, he's still doing it?
When we first moved to LA, that was like all our roommate Brock would ever watch.
Yeah.
He's still going. He's got a whole channel called Cinemassacre, and they just like they review every movie and every horror movie or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It was dork nerd stuff.
Yeah.
Remember when like being a nerd was the coolest thing you could be?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just a few years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe like 2014.
Yeah.
Sorry, Gam, I'm eating more candy. I can't help it.
Oh, man. So, Clay, have you unlocked the alien guy?
Yeah, I found all the plushies. This is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater stuff still.
Tony Hawk's.
My apologies.
Where'd you find the plushies in the levels? Of every level? One and two?
You know where I found them?
What?
Freaking YouTube.
Oh, you just went on YouTube and looked?
Yeah.
Oh, you use a tutorial.
Yeah.
And now, you playing Tony Hawk's anymore?
Nope, I'm Skater XL. That's the only thing I play.
Why?
Because it's very fun.
It's a super realistic game.
I don't care about that.
Clay's a...
Why not? That's fun.
This is why we're different. This is why we make a great creative team. Clay, you're a realist and I'm an idealist.
Yeah.
Clay had to turn on...
I had to turn double on gravity. Mods.
Yeah. Because he jumps too high.
I jump too high with that. So I have some mods on it.
So you don't jump... I have that issue in Tony Hawk's.
I don't like this new wit.
I don't like it either. I quit. Where I jump, I ollie too high. I had to turn down my ollie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No, it's cool, though.
Okay.
Yeah, how about that big rail gap in Minneapolis?
Clay?
Oh, that's a tough one if you don't have the stats up.
Gotta have those stats up.
Gotta have those stats up,
but
man.
Guess what? Sometimes I have them too far up, I'm overshooting the rail.
Oh, my God.
The listeners they're all on the edge of their seats.
Yeah.
They've been there. Yeah. Well, it was a very successful game.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably have some of them.
Some of them have definitely played it.
Yeah. All right, well, I saw a movie.
Didn't you really?
Actually, I saw Tenet.
Can we talk about Tenet real quick? We already did. I'm just curious.
You saw Tenet?
Well, but when we talked about it last time, that was only the first time I saw it. So this time I actually saw it.
You do have to see it twice.
You got
to
see it. You definitely actually have to see it twice. This movie, if there was no pandemic, would have made $40 billion.
Tenet?
Yes, because you have to watch it twice because there's two timelines. There's a forwards and a backwards.
Okay.
It's awesome. It was awesome.
You liked it?
Yes. It's like every Christopher Nolan movie. I love Christopher Nolan movies. The only one that I didn't like die for was that Interstellar.
I don't really even
remember it, and I had no desire to watch it again.
He's flying through space in a black hole.
And he's bonking on some bookshelves. I remember that. And I guess what, guys? Of course I remember it because I've been spending the last couple of weeks building some bookshelves. Anyway, so Tenet. Every Christopher Nolan movie has like an emotional thing about a kid, or like got to see my kid again, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that's always the part that's like least developed.
Oh yeah,
in all of his movies, because he's so psyched on like the dorky game of the movie. This Tenet movie, it doesn't have that little kid thing at all. It's just
Does it have anything like that?
It has a kid in the movie, but it's like a F story.
Oh, a F story? Like Bart Simpson, the grades that he gets?
Yeah.
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 Sorry. Don't let me interrupt you ever again.
Okay, sorry. That silence there was me on the floor. I dropped my mic because I was laughing. Really.
Yeah, but I'd turn off your mic when it dropped.
Yeah, thanks. So. But Tenet, there's no like real emotional story at all. It's just like, here's the rules. Real quick, you learn this guy can go forwards and backwards. And when he goes backwards, everything is in reverse, except for him. But he's like living... in reverse, so it's cool. The way that they do it is really cool.
Can I please stop me if I'm wrong? But sure. Isn't this a part of the movie? A guy explains to him the rules of this time travel, and he says you can go forwards, backwards, and if you fart, you go up and you fly around the moon.
I mean, dude, I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay,
because they do have rules like that. Everything, and they don't make no sense. Some of these rules.
Okay,
fire turns to ice.
Okay. Right, because it goes backwards.
It goes backwards.
Look at listen backwards to Rod.
But that would mean
listen to Rod.
That would mean all weather.
He thinks he's like he's a freaking scientist now.
So what about rain and like all this other stuff?
Well, fire isn't weather.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, but it is about, true. Like, if you want to start a fire, the first thing you want to do is grab some ice.
Well, how do cars work? Because there's all kinds of combustion.
You go back in time with the ice, and then it turns into fire. Of course.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I say if you want to start a fire, use ice. Okay. I've said that since day one.
But here's what I'll say. So there's this Robert Pattinson and John Washington. Is that his name?
David Washington. Bobby's in it?
Huh?
Bobby's in this movie? Oh, I mean Robert. That's what I call him when we hang out.
Yeah.
Bobby's in this movie?
Bobby who?
Robbie Pattinson.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Robert Pattinson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, your pal.
You must not know him on the same level. Yeah. You might not know him on the same level I do.
His family friends that call him Bobby.
Who's the guy? Who's the other guy in it?
John David Washington.
Oh, Joe's in it?
You call people named John Joe?
Oh, it's a little. It's a. Joe's short for John.
No.
Joe's definitely not short for John.
Wait, Clay's out on the balcony right now. He's looking at this sky, just sort of like bonking himself on the head.
Wait, what did you say?
Oh, I was describing what you're doing. You're clearly
about the John?
No, I don't. I think a nickname for John is Johnny usually. Clay, you gotta stop hitting yourself.
Okay.
Come back in. Okay.
Yeah, just come back, Clay. Yeah.
Anyway, the ending is really sweet and cool.
I got assaulted outside. That's why my nose is bleeding.
Right. It wasn't because you were hitting yourself in the head.
Yeah, I was doing what?
We could see you hit yourself in the head.
Yeah, you were really just bonking yourself on the wall.
Well, I have a dough roller that I keep out on the balcony, and Clay grabbed it. Like a classic woman from a cartoon was bonking himself on the head.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anyway, I think you should see it. I think y'all missed out. Also, it was really cool. It was really funny. Me and my girlfriend Pamela Anderson saw it.
What did Pam drive? Think, honestly,
Pam went in with a really bad attitude. Okay. About once the shit was explained, you know, there's famously a lot of exposition in a way that. You know, Pam is a lot smarter than I am, so she kind of understood the movie quicker than I did. She started to really enjoy herself. And then we both came out, excited about it and wanted to watch it again.
I was at that screening, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when they were explaining something. I heard something from your car. I heard this. That day, what?
Yeah, that was
Were you playing something?
No, that was me.
No, yeah.
I was saying to Pam, I was like, dude, what is going on? And she was already mad at me because I made her wear a bikini.
To the drive-in?
Yeah, to the drive-in. Because she wasn't getting out of it. I like her. I like her in a bikini when it's just us.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I love the drive-in, because I can get Pam to wear a bikini.
She can wear the bikini in the car.
Yeah, car bikini.
Fully tinted windows, which doesn't really help with the screening.
No, it doesn't. Made it hard. Gave it a weird color grade.
Yeah.
Anyway, I keep a car bikini for my girlfriend, Pam, Pamela Anderson, so she can strap it on whenever we head out in a long drive.
Yeah,
on a bikini. Yeah. It was a great movie, and, you know, people are going to want to, if this movie, like I said, this movie would have made a ton of money, because I would have seen it the next day, tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Kind of wish you saw it with more people so I can get some other reactions.
Well, here's the funniest thing about the whole movie is the movie that played before was a Liam Neeson action movie that I'd never heard of before.
I know about that. Yeah, that movie was playing when I saw Interstellar.
Inception.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know the name of this movie, but it's like a deep straight to DVD kind of feeling movie.
Yeah,
and we were like, fuck, because it was packed. I didn't know it was a double feature, and I got there at 9 o'clock. Tenet started at 9:45, and I was like, oh shit, it's a double feature. I didn't get a parking space. This sucks. We're going to have to watch this movie from so far away.
Yeah.
That Liam Neeson movie ends, 50% of the cars left.
What?
Yeah.
So I mean, we got a seat right in the middle. But I like that everybody's like, cool, this is what we came here for, this Liam Neeson movie that nobody's ever heard of.
I bet a lot of those driving people, though, they go into the drive-in a lot.
That's true. They've probably already seen 10.
They've seen 10 a couple
times. Or they could do something like I do. Take a wrong turn at Albuquerque. You end up in...
And then you're like, this isn't Pismo Beach.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're like, well, there's Liam Neeson moving on. I might as well stay. Stick around. Check it out.
Yep.
And then I hear in the background, hey, what?
And then you're like, oh, what's here?
Yeah.
So I saw that. That was great. 10 out of 10, obviously. But
Is it D-O space W-H-A-T? Do what?
Yeah. Do what?
What the hell are you smoking?
Well, what do you think it is?
No, I there's no other option. It's just,
oh, it's not dude what?
No, it's not dude what.
It's you're, dude what?
You've spent too much time in California, Rod.
Yeah, you're totally a Californian now.
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
What?
What?
I'm from California. I've always been.
Dude, what?
I thought you were from Australia. You seem like a fucking Australian asshole.
What the hell?
Good night, mate. He does do that a lot, doesn't he?
Good night, mate. Oi, night, ye.
Yes, he does do that all the time.
Well, normally when I first met you, I remember like, oi, night, what? Good night, mate. Yeah, Charles.
Yeah. Charles?
Just find Nemo, mate.
Oh, gosh.
Gotta find Nemo if we want. Hey, oi, mate, you want to go down to the spot? Whatever.
Is that Australia?
Yeah. Yes, Rod.
Yes, Rod.
You know it. Are you making fun of me?
Yeah,
you're making fun of me. I'm not making fun of you. Ow. Come on, ow.
Whatever. Let's talk about a real movie.
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
What about the podcast?
Oh, gotta go. Let's go back to more of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So. Okay, so the movie I saw. Ooh, Clay, this movie's scary. Yeah. October, another scary movie.
Yeah, that's my bones shaking.
And it's Southern. This movie's Southern.
Oh, it's a Southern.
It was filmed in Alabama, where we're from.
Oh, you're really?
In
your
hometown? But it takes place in a place called Knock'em Stiff, Ohio.
The most Southern town there is.
Knock'em Stiff, Ohio.
Is that a real place?
Classic Ohio South. Yep. No, it's right there by Kentucky. Oh. It is a real place, Knock'em Stiff. It's called The Devil All the Time, and it stars Spider-Man? And Pennywise the Clown.
Really?
They're teaming up, finally?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I'm talking about.
Ooh, and Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier in this, too?
Ooh! Mm. And Elvis's... granddaughter, I can't remember her name. Riley Presley.
Riley Coyote.
Yeah,
Riley Coyote's in it.
Yep. Damn. And a guy who plays John Connor in one of the Terminator sequels.
There's more.
Anyway,
than one.
This movie is about prayer.
Uh huh. And it's what you do before you eat.
Yeah,
they made a movie about that.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's about a family who is cursed by prayer. Everything they pray for, the opposite
Which one?
Happens. Which what?
Fuck, shit, bitch, cunt. Which what curse?
Well,
curse.
I said curse, which immediately makes Clay think of whore, bitch, cunt, fucking asshole, bitch.
Bitch, yes.
Yeah. But no, I mean prayer to God. Or no, I mean curse like a curse. Like
a magic spell.
Something bad's going to happen to you.
What?
Like a hex?
Like a hex.
A hex?
So everything they pray about goes bad. So they say, I don't want my wife to die. The wife dies.
Okay.
You know
so
what
if
I mean?
You say that you do want your wife to die, your wife lives.
Yeah. So, yeah, probably. So there's Pennywise the Clown comes back from war. He meets a.
Is he related to Bozo?
I don't think there's a related.
Okay.
I think there's just two separate clowns. But you know who Bozo is related to?
There's two separate clowns. I'm looking at. Don't let me interrupt.
Wait, what was that?
Two separate clowns right here. I'm looking around.
What the fuck?
That's fucked up.
Yeah, I know.
Clay, that's really fucked up, dude.
You made fun of me. And making fun of Rod is one thing, but making fun of me, your friend, that's
another.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Making fun of Rod, this Australian fucking cunt pisser.
Pissing asshole. Fucking asshole.
Yeah, cunt pissing shitter. You shit out your cunt. And you make,
yes.
You make your fucking...
You heard about... Have you heard this Ricky Gervais guy?
Oh, yeah. I love his
That
stuff.
Cunt is so funny.
I'm very inspired by that cunt.
Yeah. That kind of so funny.
What a funny cunt.
Yeah.
Anyway, so these guys are... Clay, why aren't you making notes?
I don't know, man. I forgot.
You forgot that he has to make notes.
The devil all the time, Clay. Spider-Man. I'll say their real names. Spider-Man, Tom Holland, Pennywise the Clown, and Riley Keough.
I will say most of this movie has been naming people.
Riley Kiley?
Riley Kiley. Yeah. Okay, so they pray. Pennywise, Bill Skarsgård, he prays that bad stuff doesn't happen to his wife. And guess what? His wife dies. But he's got a little kid, and the kid loves his dog. And he says, well, guess what? We'll sacrifice the dog to get the wife not to die. So he kills the kid's dog, and then guess what? The wife still dies. And then Bill Skarsgård kills himself, Clay. And then Tom Holland grows up. Spider-Man.
I'm writing this down.
Grows up, and he's adopted by another family before he grows up, and that family gives him a gun. And that's it was a gun of his father's.
Is it a cool gun?
Yeah, it's a Luger.
Oh.
And because his dad was in the war. Mm-hmm. His dad took it from a German soldier. Yeah. And Tom Holland takes the gun and is like, wow, and I didn't really get to know my dad too well. I'm happy to have this gun. And then all kinds of bad shit happens to him. He was adopted into this family, and this family also adopted a woman.
His aunt and uncle.
A girl. Yeah. Have you seen it?
No. Oh, I know that Spider-Man gets adopted by his aunt and uncle.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's basically Uncle Ben and Aunt May. And so they're bouncing around, down, bouncing around. And he grows up with his adopted sister, and they mm-hmm. are best friends.
That's nice.
His adopted sister is religious, though, and Tom Holland's not really down with that.
Oh.
Tom Holland, by the way, he does a good Southern guy. And so does Bill Skarsgård.
He got a good accent?
People are foreigners. Why is it that foreign people can do Southern good, but Americans are so bad at it?
They work a lot on the accents.
I think also a British accent is closer to a Southern accent than people would think. Rod, you cocked your head at that as if I'm an asshole.
No, I'm just trying to think.
I'm not an asshole.
I don't think you're an asshole. I think maybe you are right.
I'm running a review.
Thank you. Sorry.
Roz, is there a problem here?
Roz being an asshole, but I'll get back to it.
Roz, is there a problem here?
Yeah, I just was actually wondering about the Southern accent being closer to a British accent thing. And I do think it might
here,
be
watch,
true.
Here, watch. The other day, I went down to the church so I could talk to God, because I think that it's quite good to go down to the church, because the church is nice and bountiful.
Yes. So like you've never seen blue-collar comedy
pretty much
tour.
The same
yeah.
thing.
No, you're right.
Southern to British.
Did you go British to Southern, or... I can't tell.
I did Southern to British, right? Yeah, exactly. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Anyway.
Oh, jeez. Yes.
Guess what? His sister starts having sex with Robert Pattinson. He's back. In this
From
movie.
Tenet?
Yeah, now he's a preacher in this town. His sister, who's still a teenager, is fucking Robert Pattinson, and he gets her pregnant.
Whoa.
All this bad shit is happening.
How's Robert Pattinson's accent?
He's good. Really good. He has a really funny voice in this. He gets her pregnant, that she goes, you got me pregnant. And he goes, I didn't, because we never had sex. Classic gas lamping.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Gas lamping from Robert.
Yes.
This is classic gas lamping. Batman is basically gas. You got all the Marvel heroes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You got Pennywise, you got Batman, you got Spider-Man, you got
Riley
Coyote. You got Terminator, John Connor. So... Meanwhile, a B story that's happening, it's not really connected to anything other than it's around the same town, is that there is a serial killer going around with his girlfriend, making her have sex with boys, random hitchhikers, and then killing the boys. And he takes photos of it. And this serial killer's girlfriend, played by Riley Kiley, is related to Winter Soldier, who's the sheriff of the town.
Oh.
And so they're kind of, you know, in cahoots.
He's working on that stuff.
Yeah. And the sheriff is also who took the kid in at first before he got adopted after his dad killed himself and his mom died. Anyway! Robert Pattinson's gas lamping the girl. The girl kills herself. It's by accident. It's sad. And then Tom Holland's like, fuck this. I gotta get the fuck out of here. This sucks. So he goes over to Robert Pattinson and he pops him in his skull.
With a gun?
With the Luger that his dad gave him. Ooh. Shit is starting to, all this stuff that you've been seeing in the movie is starting to all come together.
Yeah, I'm waiting to get back to this freaking curse.
It's everything is cursed. Everything that they pray on, it gets cursed.
Okay.
The opposite happens.
So he keeps praying is the problem.
He's not praying. Other people are praying. He will not pray. And he's the only person who is like surviving. It's the devil all the time, Ron.
So the devil's always...
They're always trying to pray out the devil, but the devil's always there. And this dude is sort of embracing it more in a way.
Okay.
So then, boom, bam, bang, hitchhikers are still getting murdered. This guy, Clay, you will not believe what happens next. He leaves a note saying Robert Pattinson is having sex with young girls and getting them pregnant.
Yeah, I'm writing all this down right now.
Okay, thanks. And he kills him and runs off. Then the hitchhiker murderers pick Spider-Man up.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe that?
Toby?
No, Tom Holland.
Oh.
But Tom Holland has his wits about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, there's something right here. So they go, how about we go take pictures of the sunset? And he's like, no, I'd rather just get to Cincinnati or whatever. They get out, and the dude right away, Tom Holland's like, nah, he kills them both.
Oh.
And then he finds out, yeah, they're murderers, because he finds some of the photos. And then he goes to his old house. Tom Holland goes to his dad's house, where his dad killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, looking at stuff. He finds the dog that was his dad's sacrifice, and gives the dog a proper burial. He digs a hole.
That's nice.
It's nice. As if to say, this is the end of all this bullshit.
Uh-huh.
I love that dog. That was my best friend. And I'm finally getting to give this dog a proper burial. And it's over. But guess what? Winter Soldier finds out.
Oh.
That Tom Holland killed Spider-Man. Killed his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes and approaches him in the woods. Because he knows he's in town.
Yeah.
He tries to kill him. Tom Holland's too smart. He pops him in the gut. Lets him bleed out. And then he hops in a Volkswagen bus. Classic.
Gets the hell out of town.
Hops in there with a hippie and goes, let's go to Cincinnati. Finally, he can sleep. He sleeps. It's a great movie. I loved every fucking second of it.
All right, what would you give it? What would you give it?
I give it a 10 out of 10. An easy.
That's how, what I was like writing you down. It was so hard to write down because I wanted to like bask in like how enjoyable this movie must have been for you and me. Because I also saw it.
And I was also there?
Yeah. Sorry, we all saw it at the Egyptian.
Uh-huh.
Reopened it just for us, and I said, we can't just watch a movie alone. This is rude. Yeah. This is privilege. So I invited 700 people from the
street. We got to fill it up.
So that's probably where you got COVID.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What, I give it a 10 out of 10. Easy, enjoyable 10 out of 10. What about you, Rod?
Oh, for me, it's a perfect 10 out of 10. It's spooky. It's scary. I'm going to stop praying now.
Oh, it's all, yeah, exactly. And also, it's Southern. It's shot in Alabama, where we're from.
Well, I don't feel like Ohio is the South.
Well, no, but they tell you.
I think you need to do that over there. I think I took the wrong turn in Kentucky. I shouldn't have
I'm ready for that. I'm ready for my.
All right, but Clay, I think since this is
a Southern style movie, like the blue collar comedy tour, like
blue collar comedy.
I think that since this is a Southern style movie, we need to give it a Southern style review. So that's your job.
Okay.
So let's give it. This is Devil All the Time, a Southern style movie. We're going to give it a Southern style review.
It's a Southern fried review.
Okay, yeah. Ready? Hi, everyone.
Nope.
Sorry.
Hold on.
Okay. Clay, Southern style.
I'm sorry.
It's Southern style.
I'll get into that. I have to say my name and all that. Hi, everyone. My name is Clay Tatum, and this is my Southern review of Devil Made Me Do It. Okay, here's my thoughts on the movie and also my review of the movie. So here we go. Hi, y'all. Y'all want some taters? My daddy let me play with the water hose, so if y'all want to come over, we can eat some taters and splash the hose around. My mama also let me steal the wooden peg game from the Crackle Barrel, and I know how to get the only one peg left, but I lost all the pegs. And for that and everything else I said about the movie, I give this movie a perfect 10 out of 10. I don't think you'll find another better movie that's this good and this Southern. So back to you, Whit.
That's a really good review.
That is a really good professional review. Yes. And you committed.
Yes.
That's like what Roger Ebert would do. He liked a movie. He wasn't just giving it one of his stars. He was giving it all four. And that takes a lot out of a guy.
Yeah.
And that's basically what you did.
Right. And I just know, it's Halloween, and I wanted to scare Rod because there's nothing scarier than, to Rod than fully committing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I would never.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's been the podcast, right?
Dude, we're at 38 minutes, you freaking psycho.
What does it matter? Why are we going to do longer than... What, are people begging for us to...
They're on their knees right now.
I've actually heard that... I read a thing recently that people... Shorter is actually better than long.
Yeah.
Who said that to you?
Everybody?
Joe Rogan tell you that?
Because now all that's going to happen is there's just going to be some big dead air, kind of us thinking of what to say. But leave people.
Wait, let me say this. Let me say this.
Follow me on Twitch.
Wait.
This is exactly what I'm
talking about. Wait, shut up!
No, Clay's going
to... Stop!
Clay's going
to... I'm about to counterpoint your thing.
Clay's going
to
think of something really...
Okay, ready? This is my thoughts on this.
Okay, he's walking out to the balcony again.
Okay.
Nice. Okay, he grabbed up the dough roller.
Yeah. This doesn't look good.
He's looking at the dough roller and thinking really hard about something.
What's going on?
Oh, I was just kind of explaining what's going on outside in the balcony.
How long are we doing this?
I think maybe a minute, but I think we should call it.
What? Call what?
I think we should call this podcast.
Okay.
Move
all
over
right
to the Candy Boys Patreon.
Okay, 1 second. Jeez. You've changed since you become this new Joe Rogan type person.
Sorry.
Talking about working out.
Oh, by the way, I saw a great working out video where that proves my point about fat turns to poop. Yeah. Jamie, can you pull it up?
You've lost your damn mind. All right. That's been the podcast, everyone. This has been one of our longest podcasts ever.
So subscribe to Rod on Twitch and retweet all of Rod's daily tweets.
Also, retweet everything Wit has done and make your whole timeline nothing but Wit. And then change your thing to Wit's thing and your bio and all that.
You be Wit.
And when we post, we'll post a video of the review. We love the interaction that gets. So give us more. Give us more thoughts, more movie ideas to movies to review because we're...
I think I'm really interaction where I'm out in the street and people threaten to hit me because I've put Rod on their timeline.
Yeah. No, I get that too.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, so all right, thanks for listening.
Okay, bye everyone.
Bye guys, thank you. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.